what's happening in hockey today. Here's what's happening in hockey today.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this deep dive. You know, the Colorado Avalanche made a big move recently. A 5-year contract extension for goalie Mackenzie Blackwood.
Yeah, what a move.
It's a long-term commitment.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a team that's known for their offense, this is really interesting. So what's the story here?
Well, they must see something in this guy. Only a handful of games, and they're ready to commit like this. You know, they got him from the San Jose Sharks.
It was his birthday, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just a few weeks ago. Traded for on his birthday, and boom. Immediate impact.
Yeah, that first game was something else. 37 saves against the Predators. That's impressive. Only the fourth goalie in Avs history to have that kind of debut.
Wow.
And since then, he's 3-1 with a 2.03 goals against average and a .931 save percentage. I mean, not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Some people were even calling him like a reclamation project.
Right.
Look at him now, though. He's performing way above the league average, even better than what the Avs have been getting from their goalies these last few years. Remember, at the beginning of the season, their goaltending was a huge question mark. I mean, it's what led to them trading away Alexander Georgiev and Justus Annunen.
Yeah.
This move for Blackwood and then this crazy quick contract extension. It's like they're sending a message, you know, like this is our guy. This is who we think is going to solve our problems in the net.
That makes sense. But hold on a sec. Blackwood's career stats before he came to Colorado, they don't exactly scream like franchise goalie material. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you have there?
84 wins, 92 losses, 25 overtime losses, a 3.05 goals against average. It's a pretty big difference from what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
So is this just a hot streak, or are the Avs seeing something that everybody else missed?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's true. He's had his ups and downs, but he's still pretty young for a goalie, only 28.
That's true.
And let's not forget, this is the guy who was like super highly touted coming out of the OHL. He even won Goaltender of the Year back in 2016. So the talent is there. Maybe the Avs think that their system, their coaching, their whole team culture can help him reach his full potential.
Yeah, Chris McFarland, the Avs GM, he seems pretty confident. He's been saying that Blackwood's been getting better and better each year, and that he's come in and done a great job so far. And Blackwood himself has said how much he loves being in Colorado. Calls it a first-class organization.
Sounds like a good fit, at least for now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Avs are in win-now mode. They just won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago. Their core players are in their prime. They don't have time for a project. You know? They need someone who can help them win right now. This 5-year commitment, it's a huge gamble. They're basically betting that he can keep playing like this.
Yeah.
That he'll be the reliable goalie they need to win another championship.
Exactly. And let's be real here. Win now mode means the pressure is on. They're not just trying to make the playoffs. They want the cup. Every decision they make, every player they bring in, it's all about that one goal. So for them to commit to Blackwood this much, this long, they must really believe he can handle it and come through when it matters most.
That makes sense. But they didn't just hand him the starting job. They also brought in Scott Wedgwood, who's under contract through the 25-26 season.
Right.
So what's the plan here? Are they going for a goalie tandem, or is Blackwood still the main guy?
Well, having a good backup is essential in the NHL these days. You know, with the packed schedule and the risk of injuries, Wedgwood brings experience and a safety net. But that 5-year deal for Blackwood, I think it's a pretty clear message.
Yeah.
They see him as the long-term solution, the guy they're going to build around.
And this isn't just some small change. This is the first time the Avs have committed to a goalie long-term since they signed Semyon Varlamov back in 2014. We're talking almost a decade of short-term solutions or hoping a prospect would work out. So this is a big change for them.
It really is. You could even say that their goaltending has been their weakness all these years, even with their killer offense. They've had some success with guys like Philip Grubauer and Darcy Kuemper, but never that long-term stability. This Blackwood deal makes me think they're done with the goalie carousel. They're ready to invest in a true number one.
So the Avs are all in on Blackwood. It seems like they're betting on his potential to become a top-tier goalie. But is this a smart move?
We'll have to see. Let's take a closer look at Blackwood's journey and his time in the NHL. It hasn't exactly been a smooth ride.
Okay, let's do it. Let's dive into his past and see if we can find some clues about what the future holds for Blackwood and the Avalanche.
All right, let's go back to where it all began. Yeah, it's a big gamble for sure, especially when you think about where the Avs are right now.
Yeah.
Third in the Central Division, 9 points behind the Jets. They need wins now, not just potential down the line.
That's what makes this so interesting, right?
Yeah.
They need Blackwood to step up right now.
Yeah.
But they're also hoping he'll become this amazing goalie for years to come.
And we can't forget about the salary cap implications. Mm-hmm. A long-term deal like this affects everything. It changes what other moves they can make to improve the team.
Okay, so let's go back a bit. Talk about Blackwood's journey. You mentioned he did well in the OHL. But what about his NHL career? Was it always smooth sailing?
Not exactly. He was drafted by the Devils back in 2015, the second goalie picked that year. High expectations right from the start.
Wow.
But he couldn't find his groove in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, injuries bouncing back and forth between the NHL and the AHL. Then he got traded to the Sharks. Showed some sparks of brilliance, but never really put it all together.
And his stats kind of show that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never had a season with a save percentage over .910. And his goals against average has been over 3.00 for most of his career. Not exactly what you'd want to see from a goalie on a Stanley Cup contender.
True, but goalies are different. They develop on their own timeline. Some guys come in and dominate right away. Others take a while to find their footing. Maybe Blackwood just needed a change of scenery, a fresh start.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes a new environment, a new system, new coaches can make all the difference.
Look at the Avs. They've got a history of getting the best out of their players. You know, guys like Valeri Nichushkin and Nazem Kadri. They turned their careers around in Colorado.
That's true. They seem to be really good at finding those undervalued players and helping them succeed.
Yeah.
Maybe they see something special in Blackwood, some raw talent that just needs a little guidance.
Maybe. That's what they're hoping for.
Well, they've definitely put their faith in him. That 5-year contract extension speaks for itself.
It's a gamble, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to take risks for big rewards. Right? If Blackwood becomes the goalie they think he can be, this deal could be a steal.
Absolutely. But what if he doesn't? What if he goes back to his old ways? Could set the franchise back years.
That's a possibility. That's the risk they're taking.
It's a fascinating story, though. This young goalie trying to prove himself on a team that's hungry for another cup.
And for the Avs, this decision could make or break their future.
Okay, so we've talked about Blackwood's journey, the Avs taking a chance on him, the high stakes involved. Now let's get into the details of his game. What are his strengths, his weaknesses? How does he fit in with the Avalanche's style?
Well, Blackwood's known for his athleticism and his ability to make those crazy saves. He's got quick reflexes, good lateral movement, covers a lot of the net.
So for those of us who aren't goalie experts,
yeah,
what does that mean? How does that look on the ice?
Basically, he can make those acrobatic saves, those desperate stops that can completely change the momentum of a game. He's not afraid to challenge shooters either, which can be pretty intimidating.
So he's got the flash, the highlight reel potential. But what about the fundamentals, the consistency, you know, the things that separate good goalies from great ones?
That's where the question marks come in. He makes those amazing saves, but he also lets in some soft goals, those ones that make you scratch your head. Rebound control can be shaky. Sometimes he's out of position, which leaves him vulnerable.
So he's a bit of a wild card, high risk, high reward.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole thing with the Avs so interesting. They're banking on his raw talent, his athleticism, his potential to become a more reliable goalie.
And we can't forget the Avs play a fast-paced offensive game, which puts a lot of pressure on their goalie to make those big saves.
Right. They need someone who can handle the puck, start the breakout, be a calming presence when things get chaotic.
That's a lot to ask.
It is. And it's something Blackwood will need to work on if he wants to succeed in Colorado. He's shown glimpses of that ability, but it's been inconsistent.
So this season is huge for him. A make or break moment.
Yeah.
New team, new contract, new chance to prove himself.
And the Avs are right there with him, riding this wave of potential, hoping it leads them to another championship.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Now, this whole thing could really go either way for the Avs.
Absolutely. That's why this deep dive is so important for Avs fans. This decision could have a huge impact on the team for years to come.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. What does this move tell us about the Avalanche's big picture strategy?
Yeah.
You know, their vision for the future.
Well, I think it shows a change in their thinking. For years, they've been all about offense, you know, just outscoring the other team. But this commitment to Blackwood tells me they're starting to see the need for more balance.
You need both offense and defense to win championships, right? It's like building a house. You got to have a strong foundation to support everything else.
Exactly. And for the Avs, that foundation is goaltending. This 5-year deal with Blackwood, they're hoping to finally fix that problem. You know, build a team that can compete for the cup year after year.
It's a bold move, for sure.
Yeah.
Shows how much they want to win. They're not settling for just being good. They want to be great. A dynasty.
And that's what makes this whole Blackwood thing even more interesting. if he can become that elite goalie, you know, the one they're hoping for, it could change everything for the Avs.
Imagine that. A team with the Avs' offensive power, and a dominant goalie. That's a scary thought for the rest of the league. A dream for Avs fans.
He would take them to another level. Give them that extra confidence, that swagger, you know, that belief that they can beat anyone. And that's huge, especially in the playoffs.
But there's always the flip side. What if Blackwood doesn't live up to the hype? What if he can't handle the pressure of being the number one guy in Colorado?
That's the big question, isn't it? Only time will tell. But for now, the Avs have made their choice. They're all in on Blackwood.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's the takeaway for our listeners? What should they be looking for as this story unfolds?
I'd say watch Blackwood's development. Not just his stats, but his whole game. Is he getting more consistent? Is he making those big saves when it matters most? Is he fitting in with the team? Is he responding to the coaching?
And watch the Avs overall. How's their defense with Blackwood and net? Are they giving up fewer high-danger chances? Are they playing with more confidence, more swagger?
Those are the questions that'll tell us if this gamble on Blackwood was brilliant or a big mistake. Only time will tell, but it's going to be an exciting ride.
It sure is, and we'll be here every step of the way, analyzing, debating, breaking down every save, every win, every loss. That's what we do here at the Deep Dive. We go deeper. We explore the details. We help you understand the why behind the what.
So, Avs fans, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride with Blackwood in net.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Mackenzie Blackwood and the Avs' big bet. We covered a lot. His early years, his comeback, the Avs' decision, the risks and rewards.
We looked at his strengths and weaknesses. We talked about why the Avs made this move. We considered the impact it could have on their future.
But in the end, the question remains, will Blackwood live up to the hype? Will he become the goalie the Avs have been searching for?
We'll have to wait and see, but we'll be here to break it all down for you. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Go Avs, go.
In the heart of Colorado, a team on the rise. The Avalanche were looking for a goalie with fire in his eyes. They're different. Slipping through, they needed a savior, someone strong and true. Then Blackwood arrived, from the Sharks he came, with a glove like lightning and a heart of flame. 3 wins in 4 games, a GAI so bright, the Avs knew they found. Farland, the GM, with a twinkle in his eye, saw Blackwood's potential, reaching for the sky. This kid's got the goods, he said with a grin. Let's lock him up long term and let the good times begin. Blackwood signed the deal, 5 years in the land. $26 million to take a stand. Between the pipes he'll stand with confidence and grace. The Avalanche's future secure in its place. The fans are roaring, the team is strong, with Blackwood in the net where he. No more shaky goaltending, no more doubt or fear. The Avs are ready to conquer year after year. Blackwood's the answer, the key to their success, with saves so sweet to put their worries to rest. From San Jose to Colorado, a star is reborn. Mackenzie Blackwood, the goalie of the